This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And after the busy morning we've had, this might be a welcome respite to talk about a fun event happening on Saturday down in Myrtle Creek. Michael Francis, right?
That is correct.
From the Elks Lodge down in Myrtle Creek, and a Bloody Mary challenge. How did all this come about?
Well, it was an idea that we kind of threw around and decided, well, you know, let's just go ahead and just try it. And in short notice, with a short skeleton crew, we have managed to pull this off. And wow, what a response we're getting so far.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I actually don't know what's in a Bloody Mary.
Well, there's a few different things, but it all depends on the bartender, because, you know, they all have their own little twist to make it their own special drink.
Interesting. Well, I kind of stick with wine, so I really don't know. So this is rather fascinating. Talk about what's going to be going on. You're going to be down at Millsite Park, right?
That is correct. So, you know, we have this thing that's going to start about 10 o'clock in the morning. We'll have about 15 or so vendors. We have 3 food trucks. Really good food trucks. And at 11:30, we'll open the gates for our friends, our community, to come in and watch the actual judging of the contestants. And so that'll consist of 3 judges. Each of them will be given a glass from each contestant, and they'll judge it on looks, taste. And from there, it'll go to a table where the paying customers will be able to see exactly what it looks like. The paying customers will be given raffle tickets so that they can sample each contestant's drinks. From there, they will be picking the choice. And from there, that's where the big trophy comes. You know, we have 3 different prizes. We have a $500 first place prize, a $100, two $100 second and third prizes. So
so it's not just taste, but looks type are part of this, huh?
And also the spicy part about it, you know, because some people like a really spicy Bloody Mary. So we've thrown that in there also.
It's pretty fascinating. I know you've been working on this, and talk about a little bit about the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge and what all you guys do in the community.
So we are definitely about the community. We're about veterans, and we're mostly children. This event actually is for kids. We're sponsoring Special Olympics, Clothe a Child, and scholarships. And you know, it's kind of weird having, you know, an alcohol drink, an alcohol venue that's going to be for kids. But everything that we do is pretty much for the kids, which kind of just flows down to the community. And community is what it's all about.
So how long have you been involved in the Elks?
I've been there about, I think I'm going on 6 years now myself.
And what got you interested?
Veterans. We also take care of veterans. We have a stand down that's coming up here in the next in November, and stand down is a big part for veterans. And so I'm a veteran myself, and once I saw and understood and what the Elks was all about, I'm standing behind them 100%. And you know, I'm the Esquire there, and I've been an officer for the last 4 years. We get back exactly what we put into it, and it's mostly all volunteers, and we have an amazing organization. I'm very proud to be an Elk.
So if somebody's interested in coming down for this on Saturday, how do they get tickets? What do they need to know about prices and all that?
So they come to the front gate, and they can purchase prices tickets there. The price was $30. Once you come into it, you then purchase raffle tickets for the tasting of it as it is. There are also raffle tickets for prizes, and we have everything from Airbnb for a weekend to knives, guns, air fryers. I mean, we have an amazing assortment of prizes. And, of course, there's the 50-50, and everybody loves the 50-50.
Wow, so a lot going on. Other things that are going to be happening while you're in the park as well?
Again, yeah, we have 15 vendors, and they're all normal, everything from jewelry to clothes to exotic, crazy stuff. All handpicked, and the food trucks, we have three different food trucks, and they will be serving everything from Chinese food to hot dogs, and the hot dogs are amazing themselves, to Mexican. Come on down and enjoy the day. It's from 12 to 4 o'clock. It's not all day long. It's going to be a quick, fun day. It's a 21 and over as far as the tasting goes, but all the vending and the food, and there's a playground. Bring your kids. We'll have two different bands. First one is a country band. The second one deals with rock and roll and modern. Bring a chair, bring a blanket, and enjoy the music also.
And if people want to find out more information, is there a site they can go to or a phone number they could call?
We do have a website that is for this particular event. It is the Myrtle Creek Battle of the Best Challenge on Facebook. You can't miss it. And there you can also purchase tickets.
All right, Michael Francis from the Myrtle Creek Elks. Good luck with us on Saturday.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, thanks for coming in. 8:40 on the Morning Report.